Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is an amazing story about the Mezuzah Magid and the Baal Shem Tov. Now, you may never have heard of the Mezuzah Magid. He's not as famous as the Baal Shem Tov, but actually, he became the Rebbe of Chassidim after the Baal Shem Tov was Nistalik. Not exactly after, but sometime later. He became the leader of the generation, the leader of the Chassidim, and the Rebbe of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. So here's the story. The Baal Shem Tov wanted the Mezuzah Magid to come to visit him for a long time. And finally, Mezuzah Magid, B'Hashgacha Pratis, by divine providence, came to the Baal Shem Tov. He had heard about him, but he himself had never been exposed to the Baal Shem Tov, and he decided to come and see what was so special about the Baal Shem Tov. So, Mezuzah Magid came to the Baal Shem Tov. His name was Dov Ber, and Baal Shem Tov asked him to learn out loud a certain section of the Zohar. So, Mezuzah Magid was very expert in all parts of Torah, including the Zohar. And so he took the page and he learned it. And he learned it very accurately, he learned it very well. It was a page about different malachim. When the Mezuzah Magid finished, the Baal Shem Tov said to him, "It's correct. He's learning it correctly. But this is how I would learn it." Baal Shem Tov began to learn the very same page. And as he learned the page out loud and explained it about all of these different malachim, Mezuzah Magid suddenly felt that these malachim were actually in the room. And he was so amazed. He was so surprised. He was so overwhelmed that he could not believe it. Baal Shem Tov finished. And the Mezuzah Magid realized that the Baal Shem Tov was not just another Talmid Chacham, as great as that is to be a Talmid Chacham, but the Baal Shem Tov was on a completely different level, a completely different kind of holiness, completely different kind of mastery of the Torah, that the Baal Shem Tov brought the Torah truly to life. Now, what's the lesson for us? We are not on the level of the Mezuzah Magid, and we're not on the level of the Baal Shem Tov. But the idea that we get from the story is that Torah should be real. Torah should really be real. Not just a story, not just laws in a book, but it should be real. And the same thing is with the Geula, that Mashiach and Geula should not just be something that we read about, or something that we hear about, something that we talk about, but we should be trying to live Mashiach and Geula. We should try to live and fulfill Torah mitzvahs in the way that we would do it if this was Geula. That is, with the same excitement and passion and life and the same energy as if Mashiach was actually here, as if the Geula was actually here. To learn with a geshmak, a real, real feeling of enjoyment, a real feeling of that Torah is real, Mashiach is real, and the Geula is real. May it happen immediately, and especially through our hard work of learning as much as we can of Torah, and as deeply and as thoroughly as we can, and of doing as much mitzvahs as we can, goodness and kindness, learning about Mashiach and Geula, preparing ourselves for the giving of the Torah, just like a person should see himself as if he personally or she personally went out of Egypt today, so too we should feel that we are getting the Torah and preparing ourselves for it and making it real. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.